Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Friday, March 10th, 2023. MPs to laud late Pope as symbol of Poland's regained independence. Polish bank chief says no risk of recession in Poland this year. And Polish cashless system BLIK expands into Romania. Good afternoon. Poland's government are set to pass a parliamentary bill to laud the late Pope John Paul II as a symbol of Poland's regained independence. The bill, which is designed to protect the good name of St. John Paul II, follows allegations that the late Pope may have covered up cases of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church when he served as Archbishop of Kraków in the 1970s. The draft document was submitted to Poland's lower house, the same, late on Wednesday. On Monday, Polish private broadcaster TVN24 aired a report detailing accusations levelled against three Polish priests in the 1970s and the response of the then Archbishop of Kraków, Karol Wojtyla, who in 1978 became Pope John Paul II. Poland's central bank chief has renewed his assertion that the Polish economy will avoid recession this year and inflation will drop to single-digit figures. The statement was made on the back of the Polish central bank's rate-setting monetary policy council, leaving interest rates unchanged on Wednesday, keeping the reference rate at 6.75%. The panel earlier delivered a string of rate hikes in an effort to contain surging consumer prices. Inflation in Poland stood at 17.2% in year-on-year terms in January, the country's statistics office said last month. The central bank chief said an economic slowdown was favourable when it came to efforts to tame inflation. Poland's cashless payment system, BLIK, is set to expand into Romania. The system has in recent years grown to become a popular alternative to traditional payment methods such as debit cards and cash. BLIK allows for making transactions directly from someone's bank account using just a mobile phone. The system, which recorded 13 million active users at the end of 2022, is set to introduce the system in Romania, which is the second largest market in the Central and Eastern European region. In the 8 years that the system has been operating in Poland, it has processed around 2.8 billion transactions, worth 371.4 billion Polish zloty. And finally, a light aircraft has crashed near Gdańsk, injuring the pilot and a passenger. The incident took place at around 2 p.m. yesterday in a village near Gdańsk. Initial reports indicate that the plane had technical problems and made an emergency landing in a field. Firefighters pulled the occupants out of the wrecked plane and both men were later taken to the hospital. Both were conscious and with leg injuries and were taken to hospital by helicopter and ambulance.
The weather.
Today will be a chilly and cloudy day with chances of snow in a gentle breeze with temperatures of 1 degree centigrade, 34 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and minus 1 degree overnight. Tomorrow will remain cloudy with some snow showers in places in a fresh breeze and temperatures of 1 degree during the day and minus 4 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.